Nearly 90% of the methamphetamine produced in this country comes from California's Central Valley. Since 1999, a coalition of local and federal law enforcement agencies has been working to shut down meth production in the region. So far, the agencies have taken down nearly 900 meth labs. But local law enforcement officers say those efforts have been strained since September 11th because federal agents have been pulled away for anti-terrorism duties. From member station KQED, Tamara Keith reports.
Former DEA agent Bill Ruzumenti leads the Central Valley's Anti-Meth Coalition. The group includes officers from local police and sheriff's departments, the Federal Drug Enforcement Agency, and the FBI. But Ruzumenti says since the war on terrorism took center stage, the number of federal agents under his watch has dropped drastically.
We went from having about 13 or 14 federal agents assigned to our task forces down to 4. And quite frankly, the 14 we had before September 11 wasn't enough.
Meth production here is an international enterprise. The labs, estimated to be in the thousands, are controlled by Mexican drug networks, and many of the ingredients come in from Canada. Ruzumenti says that because of these international connections, the Central Valley's meth problem can't be controlled by local cops alone.
You need that federal involvement so that you can do your investigations that go outside of this country to really get a handle on this thing. And by losing the commitment from the FBI and from DEA, it really diminishes our ability to do that.
The officers who remain are stretched thin. And now Ruzumenti says the word on the street is that law enforcement is too busy with terrorism to worry about drugs.
When you take off some of these meth cooks now, they look at you like, well, what are you doing here? You're supposed to be somewhere else.
Go ahead.
Despite a lack of federal help, local officers have been continuing to bust meth labs at a record rate.
Okay.
Sergeant Don Mitchell works with Ruzumenti. He and his team found this meth lab recently in a garage next to a ranch house in rural Merced County. It's one of 15 labs busted since the beginning of this year. Like so many other meth labs in the area, this one was literally hidden between rows of orchards. Mitchell's team did what's called a knock and talk. As soon as the door was opened, it was clear to Sergeant Mitchell that they'd found a fully functioning meth lab.
One of the first things we noticed around the corner, he had some liquids that he was boiling off. And he looked like he was boiling off crystal meth or ice.
Officers found a half pound of meth with a street value of about $4,000. This was a relatively small bust compared to the 30 or 40 pounds often found in what they call super labs. But like with many busts, they also found an entire family caught up in the process. The drug producer, his wife, and their 9-year-old son.
We see it very common. And then the sad part about it is the kids get involved. We've had several of these labs where we've had kids that tested positive meth, test positive all different chemicals, you know, that are in their system.
And in the wide open fields of the Central Valley, another problem is becoming evident: the toxic byproducts of meth production. For every pound of meth produced, between 5 and 10 pounds of chemical waste are left behind. Farmers like John Maddox of West Fresno County have seen their fields used as dump sites. Last month, Maddox found several 5-gallon air canisters on his property.
After finding them and looking at them for a little bit, we decided to open a valve up and it shot out a gas under a lot of pressure.
The gas was hydrochloric acid. About a week after Maddox found the meth waste on his farm, a large lab was discovered a few miles away. The Central Valley's anti-meth efforts will soon be getting a boost. Last week, the DEA agreed to add 4 new agents to the force. Congressman Cal Dooley from the Valley town of Visalia has been lobbying for months for more federal support and says the war on drugs can't be ignored, even as the nation focuses on the war on terrorism.
When we talk about homeland security, an integral component of that is to ensure that we are, continuing to wage a war on the production of drugs inside our borders.
Much of the meth produced in the Central Valley is not consumed here. It is distributed throughout the country. Local law enforcement here worry that unless they can radically reduce production in the valley, meth will become a much larger problem for the entire nation. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith in the Central Valley.